Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. All right. We have an amazing show for you this morning, and I am so excited. I've got some amazing friends here in my studio. So if you are just waking up and starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show, I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. How are you? Are you awake?
I am awake and ready to go.
Okay. Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good.
All right. And I have my friends here. Are you guys ready for this? My friend Huck Flynn is here,
yeah,
and he brought his guitar, and also Fraser Smith.
Where?
Hey,
where is he?
Yeah, there you are. All right, oh. Fraser, I'm so excited to talk to you, and you got your Sunday show back, right?
I'm back on KLOS.
I know.
Come on, Kim.
There you go. When do I come? I want to join you over there.
You can go right now.
Okay.
I'm down there now.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Now, I got in a motorcycle chase on the way up here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, the cops were chasing me right up to the studio.
No way.
When
you
I told
didn't
them my new Spence, they were like, okay.
They let you go.
Oh, you God. Go. Okay.
Spence, so okay.
Everything was cool.
We got to get Huck that, microphone over there because
Huck,
he's still not loud enough.
The last time the realtor was over here, and we didn't really hear her either. So,
Wow, Huck, ripping into the realtor.
Oh, God, I love it. All right. Well, I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in right now, that you are listening to AM 1590 KVTA, The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And I do want to remind you, we have a show 2 to 3 still here on this afternoon. And, we got lots of things, completely different guests and a great show.
So yeah, you're the brighter side.
I am the brighter side. Yes, yes. Hey, you
know, Huck is the darker side.
Yeah, he is the darker side.
We're not going to repeat the show on the 2 to 3.
No, no. Sorry, baby, you'll have to come back.
Sorry, but Fraser's friends and I, they don't get up at 6 a.m.
Oh, don't worry. We'll
they
get
will.
It out to them.
For this show, they're going to do it.
What time's your show?
My show is 4 till 8.
Yeah, Sunday night.
On Sunday night.
KLOS.
KLOS 95.5. You know, it's a legendary station.
I know. I'm telling you. You know, it's interesting.
I
have mentioned that you were going to be on my show. And so I got
16,000 tweets.
And those cops came by and said,
they're like, watch out. What time is he going to be here? You know? But no, you know what? Shecky, get my jet. Does that remain like
Shecky,
ring a bell?
You have a jet?
No, that's something.
Oh,
new.
I have one.
Yeah, I think you.
Yeah,
that's
that was my old saying, my slogan.
Yeah.
You know who wrote that?
Who?
Huck Flynn.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
He goes, phrase.
No, Bob Zaney wrote that.
You guys, all
Where's
right.
Where's Bob Zaney?
And how about, let's see.
Oh, the cigar store.
I'd like to stick around, but my I'm too hip.
Yeah.
You're going to stick around our show today, though, right?
No, I got to go.
I'm too hip, Kim.
Fraser invented the phrase, too hip, gotta go.
Too hip, gotta
go.
So
when you see those...
Well, I didn't invent it. I stole it.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know, there's a guy... People
He's stealing the mic,
We're
too.
We're on the most positive side of the
That's
805.
That's right.
Huck, you can't steal the mic.
From who? Shecky Greenfield?
Shecky Greenfield. That was his real name. Yeah, he had a jet. There's a guy I used to... this independent cab guy...
Right.
When I first got to L.A., I didn't have a car, so I would drive around. This guy gave me a good rate, you know, and he was a Boston comedian. He kept saying, Fraze, you're too hip. You're too hip, Fraze. That's my Boston accent. I can't remember his name, but I stole his slogan.
You'd have to work on that a little bit more.
So what
Boston
I'm,
accent.
I'm from Boston.
Are you? Well, then maybe you should say it. You're too hip. Anyway, so.
Can you say it?
You kind of sound like you're from England.
Well, you got a song. Huck's got a song.
Yeah, let's
Everything.
Do it.
Yeah.
He does.
Please come to Boston. When you
work on that. Get back to us.
Oh, brother. Are you asleep, Huck?
Why don't you do Standells and Dirty Water if you can do a Boston song. Come on.
Jeez.
There you go.
I want to tell you about my town.
That's Pharrell doing Standells.
Nicely done.
I love it. Fraser, what were you doing since your show was down? Where were you?
I've been managing Huck, and it's been a slow grind.
Oh, that's a whole big another job, right?
It's really been. We've got him. He's big in Alaska.
Yeah,
we got him going there. It's the only state that will have him, really, though.
Yeah, I love Huck. Are you kidding? He, you know what? I'm serious. You know, I've seen him several times. He, you know, and then I watched a bunch of your comedian, all your comedy stuff. Did you guys know you were funny when you were young? I mean, is that just something?
Well,
that...
I just knew that Huck was a riot, and that's why I've become his manager.
There you go.
Yeah, we've got him playing all kinds.
Apartment manager.
Yeah,
is that where he lives? Yeah, I was.
And he's going to be playing over at the Hungry Hunter. Later this week.
I'll be closing down the Hunter.
So,
hey, listen, I just want to say that we played at Josefina's, a little pizza joint on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, and we had Wednesday nights. Bruce Willis had Thursday nights, and the band was cooking. And Frazier walked in one night, and he just was knocked out. He loved the band.
I thought it was Bruce Willis's band.
Yeah, but it was ours. Anyway, he was getting ready to do a pilot called Two Hip Tonight, and he wanted us to be the two hip band, so we filmed a pilot.
I love
it. Is that what happened? I can't remember anything from the 80s.
You can't?
Yeah. But now I'm involved with Rocksteady Boxing, so I...
Oh, brother.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, so you're obviously very passionate about your music. How did that all start?
Well, it started in the shower when I was 11. No, you get that.
Was it the music you were passionate about? What was it?
What else was starting in the shower?
Come on. Okay. What happened in the shower there?
You know, you get that organic echo in the shower. You know, uh-huh. You get that organic echo. And
right.
Go ahead and plug me in. Thank you. Anyway, it's music to me. I started at, I got my first guitar at 10 and a half, and I played my first gig at 11. Okay, 8th grade graduation dance, and I was in the 6th grade, all right? Hmm. And we rocked. We did Elvis and Rick Nelson, and we did all the stuff.
Rick Nelson was in your band?
No, we did his songs.
Yeah, God. Know? Hey, you know what? Wow. I do want to do a shout-out, though, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We've actually brought a little bit of the 818, and I don't know, where does KLOS go? I mean, everybody, Frazier Smith and Huck Flynn are here. We've got Anne-Marie and Tom Spence, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. But Huck's got this book out, Huck Flynn, Rockin' Nom, and I'm telling you, it's a great book and you know, great tribute.
Thank you, Kimmy. I'm actually, the band was so popular that Steve Bell from ABC News filmed us at China Beach in Da Nang. And guess what? I just got off the phone with Steve Bell.
So is there a movie?
No, I'm going to fly back to sit down with him and catch up after 43 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm already bored by it.
Oh,
43
God.
Years of catching up with that guy? Come on, Huck.
So, okay, Frazier, talk to us about you. What are we doing? What are you doing?
Well, it started in the shower when I was 11.
I'm going to share one.
Oh, God.
It really is still happening. It still goes it goes down that way.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain.
Yeah, so he'll be at the Hunter, and I got him booked over there. Is that place still open?
No.
Well, that is going to be a good game.
He books me at the Hunter. I show up,
and it's five guys, burgers, and fries. You know what I'm saying?
Brother.
Yeah, five guys. You yeah.
God. So, seriously, okay, tell us about yourself.
He's been fired from every radio station he's ever worked.
Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
KMET.
You're doing my bits.
Kmart?
You're like a legend.
Kmart.
Well,
you are a legend.
I am, really?
Yeah.
I guess that means I'm old.
No.
I guess that's how
not necessarily.
No,
yeah,
not
okay.
No,
thank
it means
you very
you've been
much.
Around.
I like your co-host. She's great.
It means you've been around, you know?
She's good in blue, too.
Isn't that an awesome color?
Yeah.
Did you
really
guys see my skirt?
You're making me blush.
I mean, you know?
Yeah, there's the teals for real.
Teals for real. There you go.
Well, I was born right here in Oxnard. And
where the debris meets the sea.
Yeah, where the yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I grew up here.
No, you didn't. You grew up in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. You know, it's funny. Did you really grow up in Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My daughter's getting married out there, Baroda. Do you know where that is? Baroda.
No, Baroda.
Yeah.
Let's go. Well, I'm flying in there. We have to catch up. It's been 43 Baroda. Years since I've seen her.
I guess so.
But he does comedy clubs back in Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, could you be at the wedding
2 weeks,
on
so maybe
September 12th?
Well, yeah. They can come for the after party.
Yeah, please.
At the comedy club.
Maybe
there you go.
Perform at her reception.
Yeah, could you do that?
Well, you never know.
See?
Sure. If I can find that town. I don't know where that town is.
Yeah.
God. Here's Huck with another song.
There you go.
Had Fraser Smith at our reception.
Man, how does he do it? That ad-libbing ability is just...
Oh, God. You know, what a crazy show. Anyways, we are just starting over here, and I'm so glad you are starting your day in a positive way. Tom, we never even told everybody what we were giving away today. Let's get back to our show here for a second, you know?
We do have a Good Morning Cafe gift card, Noah's Bagels, free dozen bagels, Cafe Nofalo, and that's a gift card there, Urbane Cafe, free sandwich, salad gift card, and Red Brick Pizza, doing it with a $25 gift certificate.
That's right. And, of course, we've got some other things here. We have Rolling for the Pink that is coming up, and that's a great thing. It's a Breast Cancer Research Foundation. It's like, have you ever played Bunko?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's Bunko, and... but all the proceeds go to the breast cancer. Okay, guys.
No, I'm just laughing at
Huck's
wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
Choices.
I wore this to Bunko last night.
You know, it shows.
God, you guys are killing me. All right.
You really do.
Hey, I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008.
If I call now, can I win the Bunko tickets?
Yeah, there you go. You know, you could do a whole table, and it's all for a great cause.
I'd like to give out my phone number.
Nobody wants that, Huck.
We wanted to give out Anne Marie's.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Anne Marie's we would take. Yeah.
See, there you go. Yeah. Also, I do have a Menopause, the musical.
You have it, really?
I do have it, too. Trust me.
Wow. You really do share on this show, don't you?
It's personal. It's the brighter side.
I thought this was the lighter side.
Oh, God. And we've got Kenny Loggins tickets. So, anyways.
Do a Kenny Loggins song. Come on.
Yeah.
People smile and tell me. I'm a lucky one.
I love
it. No, we're the lucky ones to be able to hear that kind of genius.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
Right, Spence? I mean, this guy.
Fraser, tell us.
Wasn't that Anne Murray?
I love Spence, man.
Oh, God.
There's no one like him. What's that?
Joe Biden.
He is the new Joe Biden.
No, I thought I was the other guy. But if I could do a quick one because of Fraser Smith, because he was big shot in L.A., just gigantic. He was the original rock show morning guy. He was it because everybody else came in and they played music. Fraser was funny. And when I worked construction sites, it flipped from KMET to Fraser Smith like that. And everybody was listening to back then 95.5 KLOS.
Wow, Spence, thanks for that plug.
And I have
it was
to
huge.
Tell you.
And my middle name, Fraser, when I got into radio, my name was supposed to be Fraser Spence. But you were too big, and it sounded too much like that. So I had to go with Spence.
That's a good story.
It's kind of like that song, Mandy. It was originally supposed to be Brandy, but Looking Glass already took that. So he renamed it Mandy.
Oh,
where do you come up with these facts?
I don't know.
I am Huckapedia.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, no, you know what, though? You are, and people are so excited to have you back. I'm telling you, my husband, we were driving, and he's like, Fraser Smith's coming back. And then I go,
that son of a bitch.
I'm serious.
He said, Fraser Smith, is he still around? Is he still alive?
No, but you know what? And then I said, guess what? He's coming on my show. And he's like, honey, you're moving up in the world, right?
Wow, so, you should have said jealous.
Yeah.
Like John Lovitz always says, jealous.
Jealous.
Well, thank you, Kim. Yeah, I really had a lot of fun on the L.A. airwaves, and it's nice to be back.
Yeah.
You know, when you're away from something for a while, you kind of miss it after a while.
Like, is that...
Except Huck, maybe.
Is this your passion, being on the radio?
Being on your show is a passion of mine.
I love it.
I was 11 in the shower, I thought, you know, if I could only, if Kim would ask me to come over. I have always loved radio. I started when I was 17. And
so were you a DJ and you just kind of, and then you just made it big?
Yeah, but that was back when he was on Mexican.
Yeah, man. Radio. Everything's a segue for Huck.
It is.
Yeah, you know, I started when I was in college and I was 17. I had a job on a local AM station. And then I went to Detroit and I had a big Detroit show on WABX, which was the big rock station in Detroit. And then I moved out here and I got on K-Rock right away because the management was asleep at the wheel and put me on. And then that kind of took off, right, Spence? That Friday and Saturday night show, it went through the roof.
What do you think took it through the roof?
Well, Huck was doing all of my PR, and he just knew exactly who to call.
Did you do Detroit Rock City?
No.
Did you do my PR, Huck?
Yeah, Huck is a genius.
Absolutely.
And No, it was really about the music and the times. You know, nobody was really doing comedy at that time on the radio, and the music was starting to change. You know, it was going from kind of an old school classic rock format to more of a
rock and roll.
Well, and also a lot of punk rock.
Yeah, it was X was coming through, and all those great LA bands. And when we heard Fraser at night on a Saturday, it was like, who else would have done After Jonestown? Like a week after. You Fraze did Donnie Town. And Marina. Yeah, Donnie and Marie Osmond were in Fraysetown. Yeah,
you know why there's no more Jonestown jokes? Okay. Punchline's too long.
Oh,
okay. Hey, Hawk with an actual punchline. About a punchline.
Andy.
Yeah, you know, just keep singing that, will you? because we can't.
Can't turn them off, right?
We really can't. Save that for the Hunter, will you?
Oh, bring you on to his show on KLOS.
Cool. Can we come on?
You guys are welcome anytime. Hawk has got to stay outside and play in the hallway.
Do I have to sing?
We got to go. What's that?
Would I have to sing?
In the shower.
Yeah, you have to sing in the shower. With Hawk.
Oh, God.
That's going to be. I want a picture of that. Yeah, you know. It's just been a lot of fun over the years, and it's nice to get back in there because that's a great station. And, you know, you kind of – that was where I did mornings for all those years. You kind of miss the place after you've been gone that long. And what I found out was they haven't changed anything.
They've been waiting for
you. They still have the holes in the carpeting where I blew off those M80s that I was throwing at the news guy.
Oh, God.
I had to wake him up. It was a morning show.
Do you know what Fraser said when they offered him that 4-8 slot? He said, just when I thought I was out, they – pull me back in.
I like it. Now, 4-8, is that, is that like keep the party going?
Yeah, it kind of is. It is. Barbecue. Well, you know, that's, barbecue hour, really, you know, for the summer. So it's a great time slot.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to have that. And, we had George Lopez on our first show.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love George.
George is awesome. He's an old friend. And I got a really big guest this week. I can't say it. Because, you know, everyone listens to the Kim Show.
Of
and I don't
course,
want anybody.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. Especially after Fraser.
I don't want a mob
here,
scene at
you know?
The radio station.
Exactly. It's entirely possible.
I know.
You know, all these 805ers driving down there. They're crazy.
You're really going to keep it a secret.
It's Carrot Top.
I have to. Because Carrot Top told me not to mention it.
I love it.
He was not going to do the show. So, I'm just hoping those props work on the radio.
There you go.
You know, we'll see. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I have a lot of big guests planned. And by the way, I'm with Tim Allen tonight. I'm opening for Tim Allen at the Red Robin.
Nice.
No, I'm opening for Tim Allen down at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood tonight.
Okay. Hey, what's question. That? We're going to take a really quick break. You want to
Of course, this show airs on Saturday, so you're going to miss the whole thing, guys. Way to go.
Oh, God. Hey, you know what? Let's roll into a little break here. And
with Hawk playing us in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Okay. All right. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. And let's give away some tickets right now. How about if we do a Good Morning Cafe? And you want to do a little shout out to them? I know you're having too much fun.
I lost my notes.
Yeah, there you go.
Good Morning Cafe. Awesome place. Family owned, located off Arneal and Camarillo. Not only is it one of the friendliest cafes in Camarillo, but it's also a mom and daughter team, right? Two daughters and a mom?
Nope.
I had one of those
moms
fantasies.
And a daughter?
Yeah.
What is
it? It's a family affair.
Christine, Shayna.
Yeah.
All right, you got to try their cinnamon rolls, French toast, chili verde, which Kim and I tried last week. Awesome. Homemade bread pudding, mother's homemade beef enchiladas, PB&J French toast. How awesome is that?
There you go.
And fresh toast with bananas.
I'm telling you, it's really good.
We're all going after this. Yeah. They serve breakfast and lunch every single day, 6 to 3, and you can get takeout as well.
There you go.
Liver sausage pancakes.
Those are good.
All right. Anyways, we're going to give a gift certificate right now get your name in here. All you have to do is call up, give us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
E eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine Food and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175. Looking for something to continue your fun-filled day after the Casa Pacifica Food and Wine Festival? The Kim Pagano Show has the perfect party lined up for you. Join us at the Patio Restaurant for the after party, which starts at 4 p.m. The Patio Restaurant is attached to the Players Casino in Ventura. Make the Patio Restaurant your next dining choice by visiting them just off the 101 freeway at Johnson Drive at 6580 Auto Center Drive, Ventura.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And
wow, that was professional.
If you think that I have a crazy show this morning, that you are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way on the brighter side of the 805 here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio. We've got Anne Marie. We've got Tom Spence. We've got Huck Flynn. And we have Mr. Famous Fraser Smith.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Hey, could you ask me some of Michelle Patterson's questions?
You're killing me. You're
I'm serious.
She's not here yet, but she will be here. Trust me.
Give me those questions. Ask me. Go ahead.
No, I want to ask you the questions that I mean for you. Okay. Right.
Because I want to talk about the experience of the shifting American workforce.
Yeah, let's
the power
talk about that.
With women. I mean, we need more women in the workforce that have power.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
And you know who's got it is Kim. Kim's got that powerful.
Yeah, she does.
Could you tell?
Yeah.
Ah, I like
Very
it.
Well, I'm a little hurt.
Oh, no, you too, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're part of the Kim
That's
why
you're blue.
That's right.
I'm blue. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're blue.
Right. Yeah. A song for everything. Huck's got it.
Okay, so we know that we talk about the 805 out here.
Yeah.
What do you talk about on the KLOS?
I talk about the 605.
Okay.
Because that's where most of the traffic is.
Is it the 605?
Yeah. Yeah, the 605.
Not the 405.
405. Take the 57. That's my little tip for the day, because nobody takes the 57.
You want to go where nobody goes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody takes the 605. So please take the 57 from
but
now on.
But the 605 really is an alternate, isn't it, really?
Well, it's supposed to be.
Depends on where you're going.
But now it's become like...
every place depends on where you're going.
I take it no matter where I'm going. I take the 605.
Did you take it coming here?
You know, I like to take the 805 to PB and then over to OB and then to RB and down to IB.
There you go. Oh,
exactly.
God. I love it.
So, I got to get to Wizens. I don't know what the hell that is, but I see it on the freeway when I'm driving up here.
All right, we're all going to.
Makes me want to go to the bathroom every time I see Wizards.
I wonder why.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Now, seriously, so, okay, I want to hear some of your funny jokes.
There's no jokes. What are you kidding me?
He hasn't been funny
I'm all
enough?
About the
he
women's...
He hasn't been funny enough?
Oh, are you trying to get me in trouble?
I'm about the women in the workplace. That's what I'm all about. I don't care about jokes.
So are you married?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, children?
Yeah. What's that?
Children? What's
no
that?
Children.
Children?
No, no,
what's
no
that?
Children.
Children?
No.
Nobody
no.
does give
children.
To Sally Struthers regularly. Okay?
What happened?
Oh, God.
You need to Sally Struthers regularly.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to help her out.
So when you're not on the radio, what are you doing?
Skydiving.
Are you a skydiver? Seriously,
yeah.
Have you ever
yeah.
done that?
No.
There we go with another song.
No, but
oh,
I one of these days. I'm in the shower a lot. you know, managing Huck takes a lot of my time. And I'm also working on the airport parking channel. Last week I caused a pileup in the C lot. It was unbelievable.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Okay.
Fraser is so...
I like to have a morning show there.
Frazee is so desperate for time that he often goes into 7-Eleven, looks in the little monitor there, and does five.
Yeah.
Frazee instead
of
Frazier,
following,
right?
On the
Crazy Frazee?
What's
crazy,
that?
That's what
crazy,
crazy,
crazy. Well, that's Huck. That's Huck. But you know, your husband and I are pretty simpatico. We're buddies.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of stuff together. We've been bowling. You don't know about any of this?
Yeah.
We have a
no, I probably do.
I didn't know about it. Okay. Really?
You didn't tell
either.
You, Avery.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure he knew.
Do
either,
you have your own balls? That's what I want to know.
Do I what? Oh,
I just want to give it back
wow.
to you. You know? I mean, I want to be around that 6:05.
Wow, Kim, what's the thing? We could put her on my show.
That's right. That's where I'm going.
What's that? I just want to hear what she's. I want to hear her say that again, real slowly.
Oh, well, you know, when you're bullying, you got to have your own balls, right?
You do have to have for a lot of things.
That's right.
Yeah,
there
it's
you
not
go.
Just bowling.
It's important, right, Spence?
It sure is. Spence knows.
he left the
Spence
room.
Is
He's
my
like,
favorite, man.
You know,
without Spence, this whole town would not be running.
You know what? He is. He is really a favorite here, I have to tell you.
He's.
I'm telling you, you know, I don't know about how you do your work, but I have to tell you, this guy never goes home and never goes to sleep, although he
That's
has
why
an
he's
amazing
a pro.
Wife and children.
Wait, and you know what? He really does look like Joe Biden.
He does.
he really does.
That's another reason he won't go home.
That's
People will bug
God.
The heck out of him for presidential decisions.
Spence, are you off the speaker or what? Are you like a...
I'm just going with the flow. I'm letting the pros talk.
You got to love Spence, though. There's
okay.
no one like him. And the only other guy that might be near his statue in this area is Perry in the morning.
Perry.
But there's no morning
Perry's
for Perry anymore.
Guy. Yeah, there
it's
you
Perry
go.
Perry midday.
Go. That's right.
Or whatever
yeah,
he's doing.
It's like that old Diana Ross song.
Let's hear
and
it.
And we're going to hear it right now.
Perry in the morning and just walk away.
Wow.
All right.
You
so
would have to do that. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, that's Huck. Fine. I want to ask you, where are you performing? What's going on in your life?
Right here on the Kim Pagano Show. And here we go. You ready for this?
I want to hear
I
this.
I think we're going to do this right now.
Okay.
Today, Fraze and me on the show, Kim Pagano. Next week's guests, they're going to get Bono. Try and call in. We're going to win the lotto. Hey, Kim Pagano.
Oh, I love it. You
his
are
own beatbox.
Priceless.
That was pretty good.
I'm telling you,
yeah, come on,
that
guys.
Is
come on.
Awesome.
That's the kind of stuff. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what you'll be seeing next week at the Hunter.
Seriously, where are you going to be? What's going on? Where are you going to be? This guy
actually,
is so funny. You definitely want to get tickets.
Yeah, actually, I'll be.
Can you go to Alaska?
The
only
oh,
place
God.
They allow him to play.
I'll be in Farmington, New Mexico on June 13th.
Oh, yeah, we'll be right there.
And then I will be...
we're all going to that one.
Can we have
fun? I'll be headlining the Edgewater...
Take Perry's car.
Oh, cool.
Be headlining the Edgewater Hotel July 4th weekend down in...
Laughlin.
That's a good gig, actually. It's a really good gig.
Guess what? Yeah. I'll be there. Yeah.
What?
I will. I'll be there.
Kim.
I
think we should do a live remote. You
okay.
Should bring,
now I know what you're doing when I'm bowling with your husband.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, you know what? He's going to be driving our boat. Trust me.
Oh, I know. I'll be driving on something.
Got a lot of outside showers there. And,
yeah, you're really not a lot.
Oh, God, you guys killed
But you
me.
Have to love that Edgewater kick.
Yeah.
I played it many times. Yes. It's a boat, and it just goes around in a circle. While you're doing your comedy, I fell off the boat last time.
They got a big showroom. They got a lot of people.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
KLOS loves this, huh?
Well, I don't know. But we'll see. Because this place, like 7 Saturdays from now, this show.
Yeah.
By then, I'll be fired.
By then, it'll be canceled.
You know, let's try to hurry this thing up. Can we play it like this week? Come on,
God.
Kim.
Oh,
ask me more questions about Michelle.
The show is gonna air over Labor Day, isn't it?
At this point,
I probably won't even be able to play this show because they won't even know what's going on, right?
Well, what do we care?
Exactly.
It's on the brighter side of the 805.
There you
we don't
go.
Care.
All right. So anyways,
women in the workplace. Come on. We need more
of
them. Let's
okay,
go.
Okay. So seriously, what do you think about that? I know you talk
I
a lot about
I think we got to get them in there.
I think women already run everything.
If you
the
think
The guys
so?
Own the businesses, but the women run them.
But see, that's right there. That's wrong to say that they own them. Because, look, Kim owns this place.
There you go.
This is her station.
There you go.
KBT. KBT Talk LA.
When I go on KLOS, I'm going to make sure. Is it K-L-O-S?
Kim, stop with the comedy.
It's K lip gloss.
There you go. See? That was kind of,
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like wasn't as good as your balls comment. That was much more appealing.
God. All right. So, Frasier, Huck, yeah. What do you guys do for fun? That's what I want to hear.
Well, drugs. you know, let's face it.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Frasier and I, this is not the first time we've worked Ventura before. Okay?
Oh, it isn't? No. Where are we going with this?
Well, there's that massage parlor over in Oxnard. But no, let me tell you this. Frasier and I got tapped to host a bikini contest in Ventura.
Wait a minute. What was that guy's place?
Erickson's.
Eric Erickson's. Is it still there?
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah,
moved
still
it.
There.
They moved it. This is the old location, and he had a bikini contest, and I picked Fraze to come up and host it, and I was his co-host, and we had a ball that day.
I'm sure.
It was pretty hard work.
Yeah.
Looking at those bikinis.
Well, you know, you've seen one, you've seen them both. You know what I'm saying, people?
Oh,
wow.
God.
Listen to Huck taking it really into the gutter.
You guys,
isn't he?
Let
That's
me just
how
tell
he
you.
Does
I have to just tell you, I've never seen Spence not talk before.
Spence is awesome, man.
I'm not getting
that's
in the way.
That's because Spence is really the king of this
That's
whole
when
area.
It was at the end of C-Word.
He owns yes. Eric Erickson's now. I don't know if you know that. He
it's on the pier.
Spence is, yeah. He's Kevin Pollak in A Few Good Men right here. I'm insignificant. All right. So.
No, he's not. You know, if you knew the
you
weight
knew
that he carries.
To do that back there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Perry carrying stuff to his car. So,
yeah, he's going out.
I go back to the Hunter days. That place.
Yeah. That's to the Hunter.
Yeah, it was SRO with 44 people.
Hungry Hunter.
I will tell a story. We were playing the Hunter, and it was Brad Garrett. Remember, you know Brad Garrett.
Yeah, Brad Garrett.
He was awesome,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he was the headliner, right?
Yeah.
Brad Garrett is huge now, but this is what really got him going was his gig at the Hunter.
That's it.
And the show was going pretty well. I was on the show. There were a couple other people. It was going very well until Huck's brother shows up. Yeah. Tom.
Okay.
Have you met Tom? Listen, this is where Huck checks out. He doesn't go.
Okay, we can
can Tom hear this?
Now, can't we?
Tom can't hear this. It's coming on in 12 Saturdays. He's not going to be around. Anyway.
Oh, God.
So Tom starts heckling us during the show. And it's Huck's show.
And the comedian goes, and I'm out of town. And the comedian goes, who is that? And the audience goes, oh, that's the owner's brother.
Yeah. So we, long story short, Brad Garrett stormed out.
No, it wasn't Brad, but it was somebody else.
It was Brad Garrett.
No, it wasn't Brad.
Can you guys get your story straight?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back next week with a completely different story
exactly.
About the Hunter.
Right.
But that's all I remember. And then your brother shut the show down, and Brad Garrett's
career. You
actually
shut the show down?
Exploded right after.
Wow. There was an unemployment check waiting for me. So
where was that? It was at the Hunter. Where's the Hunter located?
It was at the Iron Horse in Westlake Village.
Oh. Well, okay. For this story, it was the Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Fraze, you do stand-up comedian too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He hosts the Ice House on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night Ice House.
Laugh Factory
Friday.
Okay.
Comedy Store Monday.
Okay.
And I'm at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles on Thursday.
And over at the Pink's
Tuesday.
Hot Dogs on Wednesday.
Where?
Pink's Hot Dogs.
Yeah, I'm at Pink's.
I love Pink's.
Pink's
yeah.
is good.
It is good.
Isn't
Pink's.
It? Yeah. We need a Pink's here in Ventura, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Would that go over good?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I
let's
think
do
start.
That.
I'm going to start.
You know, that's a moneymaker.
Yeah. I know it is.
That's a good idea.
I'm all about making
us
money.
Us women will do that, right?
It's women. See, it's
all
women in the workplace are taking over.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's Pink.
Wow,
yeah.
See, it's breast cancer awareness.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Just from the title.
That's right.
So you got to, yeah,
it's a winner.
Do you have a song here, Huck, by any chance?
This is called Pink Taco. I want to head on down and get some food. I want to go and listen to the Kim Pagano show. then I'm gonna head down to KLOS. Saturday, 4 to 8, Frazier Smith is really great. Hey!
Awesome.
Yeah, that was great. But you didn't mention pig tacos once.
I know.
Did he?
The name of the song.
It
right.
looked like he could have at one point.
You could, right. Yeah.
But then didn't come out.
Push it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was watching you on some of your YouTube channels there of a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I'm on every YouTube channel. If
a
you
lot
guys,
of those have been erased. But,
yeah. But if you want to see me, I'm on YouTube. Every channel you tune in, I'm pretty much there. And I've been doing stand-up for about a couple weeks now. We did that gig. Where did we do that gig?
What?
Over here in Thousand Oaks. It was Thousand Oaks.
Can you?
That's near here, right?
Yeah, right next door.
Yeah, right next door. What was the gig? It was at the like record store.
There is a record store.
Oh, right on Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Buddy, the record guy.
Oh. We do once a year. Frazier helps me out at a benefit we do at Wally World, the music store in Thousand Oaks on the Boulevard, right up the hill from Carlson's Building Materials. And Frazier is so kind; he comes out. Once a year, we do it every year in September. We do a little benefit for Wally World, and he opened that store in 1971, and it looks like it. But everyone goes in there for lessons and strings and oboes and all kinds of things.
I need an oboe. You know, the thing about it was a great gig, but only three people showed up, so Wally wound up losing money. It wasn't a great
benefit. They must not have known you were going to be there, huh?
But we did a lot of jokes, and it was fun. And now the KLOS show. Let's talk about it.
Four till eight
Sundays. Okay. With big guests, crazy stuff. It's crazy, that show.
Yeah.
You know, Spence would love it. And
that's
and
a lot of talking.
What's
four
that?
Four to eight.
Well, you got a lot of music going on there,
yeah,
too, right?
There's a lot of music, too. Yeah, I'm playing a lot of different kinds of music, too, Kim. I'm
What's
playing,
your favorite?
Well, you know, I always like Van Halen.
Okay.
Except when Huck plays it. And, but, you know, you know, I have eclectic tastes, and I'm trying to. I have free play on this show, which is very rare. Spence will tell you, I haven't had that since my K Rock show.
Wow! So
and so, I can play a lot of stuff that you know. I'm playing some of Kim's stuff, and I'm also playing some punk rock. I'm playing some classic rock, R&B, old school soul,
Puddle of Mud.
I'm playing just about everything across the board.
Do you
Blues.
Pick your own guests?
Well. Usually you can't, but on this one I can.
So this is like free will, huh?
Yeah.
You can do
I had the Sex Pistols on the other night.
Really? And speaking of music, what is the CD you have here?
Well, this is Huck's, and it's rock and roll comedy.
Yeah.
Now, this is something will not get played, no matter how much free play they give me.
He asked me to bring that into him.
No, I did. Huck is it's really funny.
Do you have any CDs out?
I do.
Oh.
It's called...
Some Iris, a couple CDs. You
it's
know,
called Guys, Come On. And it's available on iTunes. Guys, come on. Knock it off.
Guys, come on. Why didn't you bring us
come
one?
Come on. Well, it's on iTunes. I don't know. How do you get stuff on iTunes?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. No, I don't.
I don't know.
All of our shows are on iTunes.
Are
we
they?
Download them there. Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder I can't sell anything.
That's why.
Kim's
right
taking
there.
Up everything.
Hey, we need to take a really quick break. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day. It's a little wilder show since Phrase here and Huck. And
more women in the workplace. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. No, get we're having there. Fun. This is a great show. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us, though.
Is that me? Oh, this is me. Oh, I should have turned that off.
All right. Anyways, I would love to give away tickets right now to the menopause. Are you guys going through menopause?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. Anyways, 419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us.
Stolen.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine Food and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the
the silent auction. Then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Looking for something to continue your fun-filled day after the Casa Pacifica Food and Wine Festival? The Kim Pagano Show has the perfect party lined up for you. Join us at the Patio Restaurant for the after party, which starts at 4 p.m. The Patio Restaurant is attached to the Players Casino in Ventura. Make the Patio Restaurant your next dining choice by visiting them just off the 101 freeway at Johnson Drive at 6580 Auto Center Drive, Ventura.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And well, oh, hello. My God, crazy wow. Show.
Yeah, we have over here Huck Flynn. Have you ever heard him?
No. He's Fraser Smith. Actually, Fraser, just go ahead and take over my show for a second.
Well, Kim, I'm going to be over there at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, which my buddy Randy Lupus.
That's right,
and
Randy
Lupus, and also, did I say Lupus? Randy Lupus.
Lupus.
And, of course, also.
Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, he's
great
really
great place, great are, fun. When is it? Did you figure out the date?
No. I couldn't find it. All right. But I'm over there in June, mid-June somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't know, but it's a great club.
So what are we going to hear?
Let's Randy just has give done us a fantastic
teasers.
Fantastic
give us some
job. Well, I can't really do a lot of teasers, but I will tell you this. I'm pretty hot in here because of you guys, and what it is I'm sweating like Donald Sterling at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Come on, guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. Chippy's going to be there. Chippy's the opener.
You know, this is.
But Randy's done a great job.
No, he has done a great job.
Yeah, and so has Andy. Randy that's and right. Andy's show.
Randy and Andy.
They've done a phenomenal job. Yeah. It's a great club. You have top comedians that come out there.
No, I know. We were just there promoting the Three Blonde Moms.
Oh, the Three Blonde Moms. Those are my friends.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, Joni.
Yeah, Joni. Joni was just here last week.
Yeah, Joni's my friend.
Joni Fagan, she's doing the Rolling for Pink with me.
Is she really?
Yeah,
she's super cool.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah,
and,
all those girls are cool.
Yeah. No, you know what? And I love them. I mean, I've
and it's
seen
women
them
in the workplace.
Yeah,
let's go.
And we promote that's what we need it. More see, of. That's really it. How do you guys think about that, though? Do you ever think women? You know, do you feel a little inferior? Does your wife?
Yeah. That's what do you think was happening in the shower? Hey, wait a minute! I was 11.
Does your wife work?
No. I won't let her out of the house. No, I'm just kidding.
Locked in the trunk right now.
She's locked in the trunk.
Yeah,
nice.
She goes everywhere with me. Not by choice.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. Are you kidding? Women comedians are great. There's a bunch of great ones.
Yeah.
And the Three Blonde Moms are great.
They are.
Yeah.
Is your wife a comedian?
No, she's not. But she.
Let's get over that really
well,
fast.
Will
yeah.
You shut up. All right. Yeah. I it took me a minute to get that, what she was trying to do.
Oh, God.
She's the meanest co-host in this.
Oh, really?
Even though, I'm just kidding. In the brightest part of 805.
805, right, yeah.
No, you know, a lot of great women comics. Huck, let's name a few, shall we?
Well, I like Elaine Boozler.
Oh, Elaine, yep. She was on our show, too.
How about like Kathleen Madigan?
Kathleen Madigan. My favorite Kathleen Madigan story is that she got on the Greyhound, and she looked around, and she took her cell phone out and called America's Most Wanted and said, hey,
I think I found everybody.
Oh. Oh, God.
Huck.
I love it. I love it. Anybody that is just waking up right now.
That would be me.
Are you waking up?
Barely.
Are you awake yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's really
well,
early
we
me.
Have a great show. This is kind of a crazy show, which I love. It's about the brighter side. We are in the 805, but we've got Huck Flynn here and Frazier Smith.
Where's the darker side of the 805?
I
what
think
would
that's
the
605 where you are.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Well. Who's the blonde comedian that goes, my mother told me that she does all the voices. What's her name?
What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name?
What about the new stand-up comedy on TV? Do you like that?
What about all the Indian comics?
The Indian comics are great. They're among the best comedians. There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Russell Peters is
so
aces.
Do you have to take classes to be funny, or is it just
yeah, you have to take classes. And you know, the people that don't usually wind up in traffic school. you have to take class.
That was good. That's so
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you do.
What do you think about Last Comic Standing?
Yeah.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, I haven't seen the new one, but my friend just won it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chippy?
But Chippy. But, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's all anything that promotes
there?
The stand-up comedy is great.
No, but you know who's going to be on there? I just found out.
Who?
Rocky
Laporte.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Rocky's one of the best comedians.
One of the best.
Rocky Laporte. You ever seen him? He's
no.
from Chicago.
No.
He's
uh-uh.
kind of got a back east, hey, this is Rocky kind of thing.
I got an uncle
very,
guy.
Very funny. Yeah, anything that promotes stand-up comedy is good. So Last Comic Standing's great.
I saw the one, the guy that was a cop, or he does cop, he was on the last week. And
the cop.
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't I'm sure
see
it. I know who it is.
Well, you know what? I have to say, you know what? There's nothing better than laughing. That's like the medicine.
Maria Bamford.
Oh.
Maria Bamford, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Why did it take me so long?
There's nothing better than laughing. It's an emotional orgasm is what it is.
There you go.
You're absolutely
right.
We don't always
really
bring
is.
It below the belt, Huck, with the orgasm.
There you go. I love it.
What's with the orgasm?
Yeah, what's with it?
Hey, Buck, so, all right, and Huck.
Buck.
Buck.
Or Buck.
Buck, yeah, Buck.
All right, you guys
that's
got
better.
Me, like,
I like
totally.
Buck.
I know.
She meant to say your book, and she was thinking of Huck, and she went, Buck.
That you know is what? Exactly right.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a linguist. I think we could get you booked in other states besides Alaska if you went under Buck. Yeah, no
I
one
think
would
you
know.
Need to change it to Buck.
Oh.
Wow. Did we set you up for that
oh,
one?
Oh, God.
Spence liked it, though.
That's so old, like, I don't even have to hit the button.
Well,
yeah.
Spence is like... more editing work for me.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. So let's talk about the early 80s for a second here. We got, you know.
Do you remember them at all?
Yeah. I was there.
How old were you?
Were you even born yet?
Yeah. Thank you. Maybe
wow.
not.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
But so talk about that. I mean, those were the good old days, right?
Well, those were the good old days. All we had was Huck. We didn't have anything else. We didn't have cell phones.
Don't you think we were better off without cell phones?
I do.
Yeah. Facebook? Yeah. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
By the way,
I've never gone there, actually.
My friend had a big hit on K-Rock.
Who was your friend?
They were called the Naughty Sweeties.
Oh, I remember those guys.
Sweeties?
Yeah, I remember those
music
guys.
Music Machine a lot?
Yeah. Music Machine was a great club. A lot more clubs. Spence was mentioning it during the break. Sure. I mean, there was Madame Wong's. We had
Starwood Gazzari's.
Starwood. We had
Gazzari's.
The whiskey was still happening.
The whiskey. Okay,
yeah, you know, a lot of great little clubs.
What was the
and
club down
Zero Club. They had all these, you know, and
the China club.
What was Rodney's place?
That was Rodney's English Disco.
That's it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And that was on Sunset, kind of down by where Laugh Factory is.
We were just at a wedding down on Sunset. Passing Gazzari's, passing, you know.
All the
whiskey.
Places, yeah.
But Ciro's out of perspective, doesn't it?
Well, Ciro's, yeah. That was
my
what the comedy store
like,
used to be.
Why don't you let us go there? you actually used to come down here. This is when it was safe, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It
I'd
was different. Safe. It was different.
Before Craigslist got a hold of it.
Yeah. There you go.
Last time I was down there, the valet took my hubcaps. So. Yeah, sorry.
You know,
yeah,
I stayed at a motel down there the other day. So cheap, they stole my towels.
Damn. Oh,
uh-oh.
God. You
now,
guys, I love it.
This is what's kept him in Alaska. He's really, you know, but.
That was a Kodiak moment. Come on.
It sure was, folks. Come on. Everything's but we had fun back in those days. And the radio was kind of cool because it was changing over, too. As we mentioned earlier, it was going from what had been traditional kind of old school rock. A lot of new wave stuff was coming in and punk rock started coming in. And
what's your favorite era, rock and roll? Hands down. Right?
Well, it's hard to say because I grew up in Detroit, so I love the Motown era.
Oh, which was I love that. 60s. Ain't No Mountain High Enough and all those.
Yeah, yeah, and except in
well, not Hawks, exactly that one, but
yeah.
That one works for
I'm
me.
I'm going to do all the things for you, oh, girl wants it. A man to do.
Woohoo!
Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm getting wet. Anyway, this guy. Sorry, Spence. We can edit that. But you know
we're
what?
We're going to be.
You know what? Huck was there. He was in the, you know, he used to work for Motown. You did. He was a session player and was on a lot of the Temptations tunes.
How did you guys meet?
I met him and
I told you that at the beginning of the show. He came into Josephina's. He loved the band.
I thought it was Bruce.
He came into Josephina's in Sherman Oaks, down the street from Stanley's, where a lot of rock stars would go.
Stanley's, yeah.
Stanley, yeah.
And then we played, and he wanted to sit in, and I said no, but we will do your show, okay?
And he wanted us to be the two hip band, and we filmed the pilot.
I love it.
That's how it went
and
down.
That's how it was.
Yeah,
huh?
And now you'll be seeing that soon on ESPN 30 for 30.
God. How many years ago was that?
That was 12 years ago.
1984.
My math is really bad. But it was part of our 80s experience. And the 80s were a poppin' time in this area.
It really
you know, it was a very good time musically. A lot of great stuff came out. Radio stations were, you know, we had the big KMET station, which was
huge.
One of the best ever in any era.
Yeah.
And you know, I was lucky enough to be part of that. And they had some great DJs. They had the great Jeff Gonzer, great Paraquat Kelly, right? Jim Ladd. That's where I first met Jim Ladd. And
B. Mitchell Reed was back in the early days.
The Beamer, of course, the Beamer. And Cynthia Fox.
Cynthia Fox.
Yeah, the great Cynthia Fox. Mary Turner, the Burner.
Mary Turner, the Burner.
Talk about women in the workplace.
There you go.
These gals were ruling
Portman?
The city.
Did you party with Portman?
Yeah, he's my buddy, but he was at K-Rock. He wasn't at KMET. But KMET was a legendary station.
Yes, it was.
They were probably it was neck and neck with KLOS, right, Spence? They were like, yeah. I remember the Stone Show at the Coliseum, and we stole the parking lot from them because they were promoting that show, and then we got them by
you had the
park.
Rainbow. You had the rainbow stickers.
Yeah, right? We got the stickers going, and if you had a rainbow sticker, you get in for free to park. So it was a real battle, you know, the stations. And I think those were good days when the stations were battling
somebody's
it out.
Somebody's already calling in. Yeah, the show hasn't even
yeah, we got a sig alert going
see,
here.
There you go. I love it. It's like beware.
On the 605.
Start, yeah,
the 605. So start weaving now.
Start weaving. There yeah. you go.
But yeah, it was a wonderful era, and that's about all I remember of it, pretty much. But I did a lot of acting back then. I was on a lot of shows, and I did.
We all played the Sash.
The Sash. Oh yeah, the Sash.
The
yeah,
sash
yeah,
where
yeah.
They would advertise every Sunday in the LA Times, and the girls would wear candy striped body outfits with high heels, and that was their logo in the Sunday calendar. Remember, we all looked forward to looking at the calendar on Sunday to see where everybody
Fraze
was playing.
Fraze isn't feeling it. I can tell. It's like you got to go back to a couple files there, right?
What's that?
You got to go back to a couple files.
No, I remember Sash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was formerly the Point After.
That's right, the Point After. And after
owned by Burt Reynolds.
This is like right. a reminiscing.
And after the Sash, it was...
what was it? Oil can cheesies.
No, it was a Sherry.
It was a Hunter. It turned into a Hunter.
Rocking the Casbah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I love it. For anybody that is just tuning in, we've got a couple minutes left.
Well, you know, Huck discovered a lot of big bands back then.
That's awesome.
He you know, yeah. he discovered...
The Dry Heaves.
They were big. And the Honky Donkeys discovered them, the Strap-Ons. A lot of biggies. And I don't know where you go with that.
Yeah.
Also, I did discover Van Halen. I won't take credit for that.
Yeah,
David Lee Roth used to climb up the fire escape at K-Rock, climb in through the window, kick in the door, and go, dude, you got to play my test pressing. And so
that's a real life.
Is that a real story?
Yeah.
Really?
That's
yeah.
a real
it's
life.
The only one that actually was real on this show.
That's real
hey, you guys.
That's a real
Kim, we love you.
We are at the end
you are the brighter
of our
side.
Show. And thank you
and
so much.
Please come see me at the Ventura Harbor
I'm
comedy
going
thing
to.
With Randy and Andy
yeah,
and the guys.
You know, let's get you back on before you're going to be there.
Love Spence.
And
love your
Huck,
co-host.
Thank
She's
you
just
so
adorable.
Much.
She's Anne-Marie,
fantastic. Tom yeah. Spence, yeah. all my listeners, I know that you're wondering what the heck happened, but you were tuning in
I was
to the
sure
Kim Pagano Show.
All right, Huck, take us out with a song.
All right. And all right, well, give me 1 second. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. Take us out, Huck Finn.
Flynn.
That was good.
It's like me with Randy Lubitz.
There you go. Frazier Smith.
I just want to thank Blue for being here. And Spence, you're the best,
Spence,
man.
The man.
I'm sorry if we caused you any editing.
I can take this show down to about 28 minutes.
Yeah,
wow, can
great.
We just do a hand for
all
Spence?
All right, yeah. He makes
Biden.
My show happen.
Mr.
All right.
Joe Biden.
All right, you guys, this has been a blast.
Thank
and,
you,
and,
Kim.
You know, take us out.
Really? Okay. I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time. The trip Fraser and I made to Hollywood is sketched upon my mind. And they're all on the Kim Pagano Show. The things you think are offending, I don't really know.
I love it. You have a really great day. And remember to listen to our 2 to 3 show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. All right, have a great day.
Wow.